He smiled, nodded, but then, Ryan being Ryan, he looked back at the stage. Big, that's for sure, but all the stacks of gear here looks like a bloody garage sale. We got a lot to organise before tomorrow, set the playlist, work on the new tracks, grab some rehearsal time. Jess smiled. Ryan, despite the songs he wrote, was always the practical one. She looked back at Alfie, lean, serious. His parents had wanted him to become a doctor, but all Alfie had ever wanted to do was summon amazing moments from his Fender Strat. So far, her relationship with Ryan hadn't interfered with the band. Three amigos, three artists, and now this Cheringfest booking and the amazing success of their first album quickly reaching new heights. Cheringfest. Not the biggest of the summer festivals by any means, but everyone knew it was important. This was a gig that could propel bands out of the tiny club.